Hey everybody, Ron here. Welcome to the Lost Trail Runner podcast. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Lost Trail Runner podcast is produced every so often instead of every other week like it should be for your listening enjoyment, and show notes are found at losttrailrunner.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Lost Trail Runner and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show. I guess it's time to get back to podcasting. I haven't put out a podcast since when? Long time. So that we're into May of 2017, so I guess it's time for me to go ahead and put one out. What is there to talk about? I haven't talked to you in quite a while, so I guess it's time to catch up. Various things have happened in my life. Some of them haven't been good. My wife passed away on the 19th of April, so from about March until April 19th was a really traumatic time for me. Well, it's still traumatic. I can't explain how it feels to have that happen to you. Maybe some of you know, but anyway, I'm going to try to put that aside in the podcast and get back to running. I was going to do the Chick-fil-A half the half. That's the last thing I think I even talked about in the podcast. And of course, that fell through due to Rhonda's sickness. And that was the only race that I had planned at the time. So after all of this transpired, I felt like I needed to get back to doing something. So the Dirty Spokes organization that puts on the Xterra Trail Races here in Georgia, and also they have their own series, Dirty Spokes Trail Run Series, had a trail run at Harbin's Park out in Dacula, Georgia last Saturday. They had a half marathon and a 3.5 miler. Well, since I hadn't been doing much training, I figured the best thing to do was just go out there and participate in the 3.5 and see how things went. And that's pretty much what I did. I ran it about 2 minutes slower than the year before, and I thought I was in decent shape the year before, so I only lost 2 minutes. But the good part was, is I ended up winning my age group again, which I was totally surprised at. I thought that, being out of shape, well, not totally out of shape, but not having trained or anything, that I, you know, my theory was I was going to go the race and just run and not worry about where I ended up. And that's basically what I did. The first mile, I chugged along. And then at the second mile, I started feeling a little bit better. And then between the second mile and the third mile, I saw one of the guys that I usually compete with up ahead of me, and he had consistently beaten me back in 2009, 2010, 2011 time frame. But on last year on this race, I won it. And then when I saw him up ahead of me, I said, well, maybe I can slip on by him. And I figured he must have been in first place at the time, because it's usually him or me. And so I just eased up behind him, and then when I went by, you know, I kind of took off when I went by. It's always good to try to demoralize your opponents. I really wasn't trying to do that, but anyway, I got by him and ended up winning, and I finished ahead of him about over a minute. I don't think it was 2 minutes. It was probably a little over a minute. But anyway, I felt pretty good about actually pulling off an age group win when I had no expectations when I got there. So anyway, when I had signed up for that race, Dirty Spokes also puts on the Xterra races, and one of my favorite races, Xterra races, is the I think it's called the Deep South 15K down in Jackson, Georgia, Dossett Trails. And I've run that a couple of times. Well, I got inspired to just go ahead and register for that one too. I'm not in 15K shape, but I figured, well, what the heck, it'll give me something to try for. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm trying to work myself into some kind of shape so I can survive 15K on the trail. Because I would say most of March, all of April, were total loss training-wise. So I'm having to try to catch up. But in the meantime, I ordered a new GoPro camera. They had some kind of a deal where if you had an old camera, you could turn it, you could send it back to them, and they'd give you $100 for it. And I had a original GoPro Hero. I guess it was their first version. And I don't remember what I paid for it, $129, $149, something like that. Well, I've had it for probably 4 or 5 years. And so I sent it back to them. They gave me $100 for it on a new Hero 5 Black. And it's a cool little camera because it has voice control where you can just tell it to record and tell it to quit recording. And it has stabilization built in. It's got a screen on the back so you can see what you're filming. So I've put as of right now, I've put 3 videos on YouTube, short ones. One out at Stone Mountain, one at the Greenway Trail in Lilburn, and then I went out to Yellow River Park one day, and after I finished running out at Yellow River Park, I wandered around the parking lot and just filmed talking on a short video. And then yesterday I went to a new place. I went to George Pierce Park out in Suwanee, Georgia, and there's a Ivy Creek Greenway out there. It's a trail that goes along. Why is there always a plane flying over when I'm trying to talk? There's a trail that goes along, I guess it's Ivy Creek, that goes for about probably 4 miles. And I went out and back a mile and a half out and a mile and a half back on that trail yesterday just to check it out. And it looks like a good place for me to go run every once in a while. It's not one of those, it's another one of those exercise trails. It goes through the woods, but it's paved. So it's an easy run. You don't have to worry about tripping over roots and rocks. So I put that on my list of places to run. And this morning, I'm at Bethesda Park. So we've got a lot of parks in Gwinnett County in Georgia to go run in. And I mean, so that's what I'm doing. Right now I'm walking. I'm supposed to be doing a 65 minute easy jog walk type workout, but since I'm recording, I figured I'll just walk while I'm recording, and then after I finish recording, I'll start running, because it's a whole lot easier for me to record while I'm walking instead of running. So I have completed the Harbins Park 3.5 mile trail race. I got the 15K trail race June the 3rd down in Jackson, Georgia. And of course, Peachtree's July 4th. And I don't know what else I'm gonna be looking around, mostly for short races, because I need to get a little bit of speed back, man. I'm such a slouch when it comes to speed nowadays. I know I'm an old geezer, but you don't have to be that slow of an old geezer, you know. I'd like to get back where I can run a decent 5K anyway. And then the longer races, it'd help with that too. Of course, I've got the Jeff Galloway half in December also. I already registered for that. I registered for that about a week or two after this last year's half marathon. So, and of course the half distance is probably going to be the longest distance I run. When you're 75 years old, you've run enough long races, you know. I think the last marathon I ran was the 1999 Disney. And after that race, I said, well, I don't feel like training that seriously. I mean, I like training, and I always seem to have a training plan going, but I'm not hardcore, you know. I'm not going to spend my whole life training for a marathon when I'm 75, and you know, I'm going to do it mediocre anyway. You can't expect a personal best or anything. So that's what I'm thinking is, I don't know what I'm thinking. It's one of those things where I just lost my train of thought. But I guess that's what I'm trying to say, is that's my excuse for not doing longer races, being a geezer, and just not motivated to train enough to do a marathon or any kind of an ultra, you know. They're just not in my playbook right now. The half is fine. 15K trail races are really okay. Here's a snake. The black snake there on the sidewalk where I'm walking. Somebody came by on a skateboard, I thought, and came off this exercise trail. And I looked down, and there's a black snake across the sidewalk in front of me. So I just tried to edge him on, kicking and touching his tail. He just looked at me like I'm an idiot. He didn't go anywhere. So Anyway, back to what we were talking about here. So that's kind of my non-plan. I am going to try to do more of these little videos and put them on YouTube. It's Lost Trail Runner on YouTube. So I don't know how you look things up on YouTube. I guess just look for Lost Trail Runner if you wanted to look at any of these videos. Plus, I've got some older ones that I took a while ago out at Stone Mountain various times. And some of my podcasts are on YouTube, just audio, because I recorded them on Spreaker, and that'll automatically put them on YouTube. Of course, I notice when I look on there, not too many people have listened to them. I don't know how many people listen to my podcast anyway. I don't pay any attention to that. Some people really worry about it. This is not a professional podcast. This is a longtime runner that just likes to talk, I guess. So don't expect any professional type stuff out of this podcast. It's just a stream of consciousness, you call it. That's all it is. That's all it's ever going to be. I know some podcasts are very professional nowadays and very, you know, have sponsors and they have all sorts of things. I've never had any of that. And I don't even know if I've had any listeners except me, myself, and I listening while I talk. So I know I got a few listeners. Alex in the UK, that's a loyal listener right there. I know she listens because she sends me messages. So I appreciate her listening. And anybody else that does too. Of course, other people could send me messages. I'd appreciate that. They could go on iTunes and put a review on, lots of stuff, but not very many people ever have, so that's why I figure there aren't that many people that listen. So, what else can we talk about? I am trying to get out more and run, so I'll eventually be up in my mileage, not probably considerably, but a little. One of my sons lives out in Carrollton, Georgia, and they've got like a 17, I guess it's about 17 mile loop out there, and he's wanting me to come out and ride bikes with him out there on that loop. So I took my mountain bike into a bike shop yesterday, and said I wanted some new tires on it. I wanted to put some basically tires that I could ride my mountain bike on pavement, as well as a little bit on, you know, not hardcore trails, but, you know, gravel, fire trails, whatever, you know, and give me a tune-up on that bike. It's an old Swin Moab aluminum mountain bike, and by the time I got through adding on all the things I wanted done to it, it's going to cost me close to $400 to get it completely stripped down and reworked. I mean, they're going to do all the bearings, the bottom bracket, you name it, the shifters, the derailleur, the whole thing, and put it back in brand new shape almost. The particular maintenance package I got from them basically strips the bike totally down, takes every nut and bolt out of it, puts it back together after it's been cleaned and everything put back together. So hopefully I'm going to get that back sometime this week and start riding that mountain bike around. I've got a Trek road bike sitting in my garage too. And I think I'll take it in next to get worked on, but it wasn't in bad a shape, so it'll probably only cost a little over $100 to get worked on, hopefully. Because on my mountain bike, the chain was so old it was stretched and needs new cogs. May need a new cassette on the back. It's a I think it's got 21 gears total. It's got three chain rings in the front and a 7-speed cassette in the back. And depending on what kind of shape they're in after they service it and put the new chain on, I have to find out if it's going to need new cogs. And if that's the case, I'll be spending more money because I'll be getting new crank arms and the whole shot. Because I think that bike, the chain rings in the front, I think the two bigger ones are like welded together or something. Third one, the small one, I think, separate, but it's something weird. It was not the high-end Swin mountain bike back when that bike was made. I think there were two or three versions of the Moab, and mine was probably the least expensive at the time. Trying to walk where I don't have too many people around to interrupt my conversation with you. But anyway, hopefully I'll get that bike back sometime this week. I took it in yesterday morning, or yesterday around noon actually. And he said it might take about 3 days to get it rebuilt. And of course, he must be working on it because he called me yesterday afternoon. I had a train. God. Originally, I had had a wired speedometer on it, you know. And then I put a wireless one on there, but I left the wired cable and all that stuff on the bike. Well, the guy called me and he said, you want me to take these things off or you want me to leave them on? And I said, well, you can go ahead and take them off because I've got a third wireless, a newer one that I'm going to put on that bike. And he said, well, you want me to throw them away or you want me to keep them? And I said, well, I think I've got the units that go with them. He says, okay, well, I'll just put the stuff in a bag for you. So it sounds to me like he's already started working on the bicycle, which is good, which means I might get it back sooner than I thought I was going to. But really, when I ride my bike, I got this Garmin Fenix 3, and it's got a bike setting on it. I might just use my Garmin, you know. I don't really need a cycle computer with this watch. But, you know, I've already got this wireless one I've had for probably 2, 3 years. It's been in a drawer because I've never put it on the bike because I hadn't been riding it. So I might just go ahead and put it on there just to do it. And it gives you something to look at while you're riding. So once I get that bicycle back, I'm going to be heading over to Carrollton and do some weekend rides with my son. And then I've been thinking, there's a couple of things I'd like to do with my bike. I'd like, since I've got this mountain bike and I'm getting it reworked, and I put basically road tires on it, it might be a good touring bike. It's got 21 gears, it's comfortable, it's not real heavy, and there's a trail here in Georgia over west of Atlanta called the Silver Comet, and it goes up towards North Georgia and curves over and goes to Alabama border and meets with the Chief Latiga Trail, which is like a continuation, and then that goes all the way back around and down, I think, to Dothan, Alabama. I was thinking that would be kind of cool to make a tour out of that thing, you know. I could put some saddlebags on my mountain bike and hit the trail over there, get my son to drop me off, and spend a couple of days riding that bike, you know, just ride it 30 or 40 miles a day, stay somewhere at night, and then take off the next day, ride some more until I get over to Alabama. And then Carrollton, where my son lives, isn't that far from the Alabama line. So then he could come and pick me up. That sounds cool, doesn't it? I've been thinking about doing that just for variety. And then another thing to do with that bike is there's the Natchez Trace. I think that's like a national park type thing, kind of like the Blue Ridge Parkway, but without mountains, which might be good. I was thinking maybe riding that. That'd be fun, but I gotta con somebody into doing stuff like that with me. Really, the one going over to Alabama, I'd really like to get somebody to go with me too, because just doing it by yourself isn't quite as much fun as having a sidekick to deal with, you know. Well, I guess that's about all I got for today. I'm gonna finish recording. And then go put my Zoom H1 recorder back in the car and then head out for my 65-minute run, walk, whatever it is, thing I'm supposed to be doing today. And so I guess this is going to be episode 108 of the Lost Trail Runner podcast, because I thought it was 109, but I couldn't find any 108 that I published, even though on my computer I've got a folder that says LTR episode 108, and I open it up and there's a bunch of audio files in there, and I'm trying to figure out how old they are. It's actually got the date on them, I think, so it's not that hard to figure out, but I might have used those files to do my short podcast, Ron's Update. I think the last one of those I did was Ron's Update 133. And that was, I don't know when that was. But anyway, This is either going to be episode 108 or 109, The Lost Trail Runner. I'm back to my car, so I'm going to finish recording, and I will see you later. And go on YouTube and look at those videos. They're probably boring, but I did them anyway. So take a look at them. They're probably only around 10, 12 minutes long, two of them. One of them's even shorter than that, I think. Okay, see you later.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.